Good evening, and now the news in detail. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged Charles Muranga, a former accountant at the Zambia Institute of Mass Communication, ZAMCOM, for abuse of authority of office involving salary increments and promotions amounting to over 300,000 kwacha. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chibukya Chisanga, said Mr. Muranga, 56, of Silverest in Chongwe, has been charged with three counts of abuse of authority of office, contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act. In a statement, Ms. Chisanga said it is alleged that between 1st January and 31st December 2018 in Lusaka, Mr. Muranga, while serving as Acting Executive Director at ZAMCOM, abused his authority by rewarding himself a 30% salary increment without board approval. She has added that during the same period, he allegedly promoted a staff member without adhering to ZAMCOM conditions of service and without board approval. Ms. Chisanga has further said Mr. Muranga is also accused of arbitrarily increasing the salaries of five employees beyond the 9% approved by the board. She said the alleged illegal salary increments and promotions resulted in a loss of government revenue amounting to 301,561 kwacha. A consortium of civil society organizations has expressed concern over the volume and pace of legislation currently being processed by the National Assembly ahead of the dissolution of Parliament. In a statement issued on behalf of the CSO's Chapter 1 Foundation Executive Director, Josiah Kalala, said between January 2026 and now more than 70 bills have reportedly been introduced for consideration with standing orders suspended to facilitate their expedited passage. Mr. Kalala said while Parliament has the authority to regulate its internal procedures, the speed and scale at which the bills are being processed raised constitutional, democratic, and governance concerns. He has noted that Article 89 of the Constitution obliges the National Assembly to facilitate public participation in the legislative process. Mr. Kalala said when dozens of bills are introduced and processed within compressed timelines, meaningful public participation becomes practically impossible, regardless of whether formal consultation mechanisms are technically open. He has since called on the National Assembly and the Executive to reconsider the volume and pace of legislation and to prioritize only bills that are strictly necessary and directly linked to the electoral process and constitutional governance requirements. South African Pan-African Artificial Intelligence AI Consulting and IT firm CompuConnect Education has urged politicians in Zambia to use AI responsibly and not create fake videos that will disadvantage fellow politicians ahead of the August 13th general election. Speaking when she featured on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Group Chief Executive Officer and founder Sarah Njamu has reminded politicians to use AI with respect to democratic values. Ms. Njamu says political parties should commit to ethical campaigning and avoid misleading AI content and prioritize truth. She has urged politicians to set a standard for responsible AI use ahead of the elections.
The message for political leaders is clear, to say AI must be used responsibly, with integrity and transparency and respect for democratic values. And the way AI is used today will shape the public track of future elections, and in Zambia in particular. This moment is important. Political leaders have the opportunity to set a standard for responsible AI use in our democratic processes. So I encourage all parties to commit to ethical campaigning, avoid use of manipulated or misleading AI content, and prioritize truth.
A Lusaka man has sued Ngwazi Primary School seeking 2 million kwacha in damages for allegedly failing to provide a safe learning environment free from sexual misconduct by its staff. According to a statement of claim filed in the Lusaka High Court, the plaintiff alleges that between January 20th and February 10th, 2026, Leroy Kiri, a swimming teacher at the school, confronted his daughter, isolated her from her friends, and directed her to the school hall, where he allegedly demanded to kiss her. Suing through a next friend, the plaintiff said the alleged conduct was unsolicited and unwelcome and amounted to assault with clear sexual undertones, causing injury to the child, who was in grade 6 at the time. The plaintiff further contends that the school is vicariously liable for the wrongful and torturous acts of its employee, arguing that the alleged misconduct occurred in the course of Mr. Peary's employment. He is seeking damages for the assault and psychological harm suffered by the minor, as well as damages for negligence arising from the school's alleged breach of its common law duty of care. Additionally, the plaintiff is claiming 1 million kwacha in exemplary damages and 1 million kwacha in aggravated damages. The plaintiff also demands damages for breach of statutory duty contrary to the Children's Code Act No. 12 of 2022.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank Zambia has launched a nationwide deposit mobilization campaign, offering customers the opportunity to win a share of 700,000 kwacha in cash rewards as part of efforts to encourage consistent saving and strengthen financial stability. Running from 4th May to 31st August 2026, the campaign will reward customers across multiple segments, culminating in a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha at the end of the four-month period. Commenting on the campaign, Access Bank Zambia Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Dr. Yami Mogu said the bank believes financial empowerment begins with cultivating a strong savings culture, adding that the campaign is designed not only to reward customers, but also to support them in building lasting financial security.
At Access Bank, we believe that financial empowerment begins with cultivating a strong saving culture. This campaign is designed not only to reward our customers, but to support them in building lasting financial security. Through this initiative, we are reaffirming our commitment to walking the journey with our customers, helping individuals and businesses build their wealth while creating opportunities to benefit from their discipline and consistency. We encourage all our customers to take advantage of this campaign and make saving a rewarding experience.
And Bank Head of Retail and Digital Banking, Keza Ngulube, said the campaign has been designed to be simple, inclusive, and rewarding for all customers.
All you have to do is deposit a minimum of 2,000 kwacha only. If you keep this money with us for at least a month, you stand a chance every month to be one of 34 cash prize winners. That's fantastic, because that means we're going to have 136 winners over the next 4 months. And at the end of August, we'll be announcing our grand cash prize winner of 250,000 kwacha. So come one, come all, open your account with Access Bank today. If you're an existing customer, you also qualify. Simply deposit 2,000 kwacha over the month and you stand a chance to win some cash.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Top international news.
Oil
prices have dropped and global stock markets have risen following reports that the U.S. and